raised a lot of turnips and stuff like that, you know. When he'd clear up a piece of land, every place he burned a brush fire, he would throw that in turnips and horseradishes and just about everything, you know. He'd mix up the seed and just throw it in there. Mm-hmm. And it done pretty good. We'd get those turnips and heal them up in the wintertime with corn stalks on them and hay over that and then dirt on it, you know. And you go in there when they went through that heat, go in there and dig out them turnips. They eat them raw, they're just as sweet as they could be. Sweet right. Potatoes, same way. They usually cured out the sweet potatoes in the smokehouse, you know. Had to put them in the smokehouse. Kill lots of meat. We had three colored families on the farm, you know. And we had to raise enough meat and beef and everything where they could always have plenty, you know. Mm-hmm. And we'd kill anywhere around 15 head of good big hogs every year. And when we went to killing hogs, we killed so many every day till we got through. They'd be all them colored folks come down there and they didn't waste nothing. Just make killings out of the entrails, you know, and things. Mm-hmm. And render up the lard. We'd have all kinds of cracklings and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. You ever eat any crackling?
Mm-hmm. Crackling bread?
Hey, no, crackling. Just the regular
crackling?
Yeah.
I've always had it in
meat
crackling
skin.
Bread.
Huh?
I've always had it, you know, crackling bread.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. They make it all right, but this is just pure rendered out of the lard, rendered out of your like, slice that skin off of, you know, and then throw it in there and just cook it out till all the lard come out of it. You can have those cracklings where the skin is, and they get done, where they just chip up this. Mm-hmm. Eat them right there. Mm-hmm. We made syrup for everybody all over the country. We had a big syrup pan down there, and they'd bring that in there and just stack it where each one of them would have it. And we'd make that syrup up. Mm-hmm. We'd start cooking syrup down there, and these people out of town come down there, they'd smell that stuff when we went to cook it. They over, I think, 3/4 mile from the courthouse square down there. And they smell that of cooking, they come down there, and he always had a bunch of syrup buckets. He'd get them in a big 100 bucket. And he'd sell that out there. I think we got 50 cents a gallon for it that
then.
Now you can't buy it for $3 and something.
Right.
You can't get syrup like you used to make either. Get some made up here at Lumman Abner on the Mina up there, they called it. That's up at little old place out there. Out of Mina, Lumman Avenue store out there, a little old community. I forget what they call that now. They used to have a radio program, you know, and on the air.
I've heard that.
One of them lives over here at Hot Springs now.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got an office over there. I've been up to his office. Way back kind of in the early 20s, cousin of mine and Mitchell Brothers out of here, run the bus line out of here to Texarkana to Hot Springs. And I went down there and drove out to Hot Springs for a couple of years for a cousin here that owned the poor place now. They did own it. And I'd make that run over. Getting down the road then. I'd make that run over to Hot Springs from Texarkana through Hope and out through there, you know, and then the next day I'd come back. One trip each way. Be another down here going over there, and I'd be coming back. I've been driving along, and snake get in that car. You know how the old ruts was and everything, and snake get up in the darn car.
Is that right?
And I've pulled off the side of the road with a bunch of squealing and everything. It all unload right quick. Of course, we'd have to get the snake out and kill it or something.
What kind of snakes do you have as far as?
Oh, we got about every kind here. What's called king snake, rattlesnake, moccasin, and green snakes.